But joining us now, a very special guest, the Minister Jitendra Singh. Sir, thanks very much for being with us. I think we're all overjoyed about today. Can you share your thoughts on the last few minutes before Vikram soft landed on the moon?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And those who are familiar with the sequence of these missions, and those who have been closely associated, would appreciate the particularly the last few moments, the last few minutes, because you see, when this ship arrives at about 300 kilometers, suddenly the two of the engines are stopped down, and the speed goes down from about 6,000 kilometers down gradually up to 200 kilometers per hour. So that's a huge, you know, difference happening within a few minutes. And accordingly, at the same time, it also starts changing its position from horizontal to vertical. And the last 150 or 50 meters are more critical, because then the control from the ground is lost. We leave it to the wisdom of Vikram to decide what he's to do. So these are the very crucial moments, because the entire decision-making is dependent on the signals obtained from the sensors, the cameras fitted over there. And just like when you are landing in an aircraft, the pilot finally says, crew prepare landing. Here it is go or no go. So in the last few meters, maybe 50 meters, the Vikram on its own decides where precisely that 4 kilometer area radius is the appropriate point for him. And in case something goes wrong and it fails to, you know, negotiate that in a given span of time, then it's put off to the next possible date, and that's called no-go. So these are some of the moments which are very sensitively watched. But as you rightly mentioned, not a single signal carried any contradiction or any confusion. And it went off so smoothly. I mean, it was absolutely automated. And that's because the design was different, the structure was different. Even the software used this time was much, much more improvised compared to the earlier missions.
Sir, the legacy to learn and to fix errors and to move on seems to be a hallmark of ISRO. Chandrayaan 2 didn't work out the way we wanted to, but they've learned from that mistake. I think that's what makes a great organization.
I agree with you. And to add to what you're saying, so, see, this is a huge legacy which has been very painstakingly cultivated, beginning from the founding father, Vikram Sarabhai, who had everything at his command, the talent, the commitment, the capacity to put in hard work, but was devoid of resources and would not mind carrying the launcher on the carriage of his bicycle. So much of dignity of labor. And even today, that legacy continues. In Sriharikota, nobody superannuates. That's what I say in lighter way to all the scientist friends over there. Even after retirement, they are there. Even if you see minutely, if you see carefully today's mission, you had all the former chairmen sitting over there. You had all the former retired scientists sitting over there. So they own up the missions for a lifetime. And they remain associated with them out of commitment. And then they follow an SOP, which is the best blend of Indian tradition and the most updated modern science. For example, before and after every mission, there is a pilgrimage, obeisance paid at Tirupati. Then soon after the mission is successful, they distribute a laddu, which has happened even today. So I think this is a kind of a family kinship over there, which makes these missions a part of their life's objectives and life's goal, which is beyond the constraints of mere professional obligation. So that's what makes it different, and also gives them a superlative status in the world of space professionalism.
So ultimately, though, this is all about the spirit of learning, and that is an inspiration to people well beyond ISRO, to young minds across the country. You know, scientific endeavor, as a nation, as we develop, that's so important.
I think one of the most professionally developed cultures is in the space sector, as far as the science is concerned. And as you rightly said, the culture to learn is so infectious that even some of those bureaucrats who get posted there, they develop a natural instinct to be inquisitive about learning. And since for me, of course, I was part of the scientific fraternity even earlier, but even to me, to this day, you would have seen I was carrying a slip and all the media persons were asking why this slip, because I had kept a timeline. At what time would be 300 meters, what time 150 meters. Even if I would get a doubt in the middle of night, I could call up, I would, you know, just at the daybreak, I would call up the concerned site and find out, has this been checked? So the involvement is so much, you know. And you don't have to prove oneself to the other. You have to collectively prove to the country that you can do it. You can make India proud. And I think that legacy began from the day Vikram Sarabhai, you know, showed us this way.